أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. We move on to the 16th chapter of the Quran. The title of this chapter, or the name of this surah of the Quran, is Surah An-Nahl. An-Nahl refers to the honeybee. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named this chapter after the honeybee because in this surah of the Quran, Allah speaks of the honeybee. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how it produces the honey. And Allah speaks of the benefit of honey. And how Allah has brought this little insect into existence in order to serve mankind, to serve insan. Another name for this surah is Surah An-Ni'am. An-Ni'am is the plural of ni'mah, which means bounties and favors. So the other name for this chapter is the chapter of bounties and favors, because we will witness that throughout this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of different favors and bounties of His that He azza wa jal has blessed us with. However, the very first ayah is a very powerful one from Allah, a very stern one from Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up this chapter reminding us of Qiyamah and those who have belied the prophets and those who reject the reality of Qiyamah and the afterlife. Allah says, Ata Amrullah. Allah says, the command of Allah is bound to come. The command of Allah is bound to come. The command of Allah here could refer to the day of Qiyamah, could refer to the punishment of Allah, could refer to the promises that Allah has made to His Rasul, to His messengers, and specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the promise of victory over the enemies. Now, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of Qiyamah, whenever he warned them about the punishment of Allah, whenever he spoke about qabr and life after death, they would mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would say, bring it on. You speak about Qiyamah, tell Allah to bring Qiyamah. You speak about punishment, tell Allah to bring it. Never should we ever make this type of a request or wish punishment upon anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ata Amrullah. The command of Allah is bound to come, فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوا. Don't request that it should come anytime sooner. It is bound to come, don't make this type of request that Allah must bring His punishment and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala express His adab upon a certain people and community. So Allah threatens them, and Allah warns them that you keep on asking Allah to express it and to bring His punishment. Don't do this. Subhanah, pure is He. Wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. And much higher is He than all those things that you have ascribed as partners unto Him. He is exalted. He is way, way above and beyond all the things that they have ascribed as partners unto Him. Yunazzilu al-Malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He sends down the angels, بِالْرُوحِ وَالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ at His behest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He sends down the angels with الروح. Now what is meant by الروح in this ayah? الروح here refers to the revelation. One of the titles given and names given to wahi is الروح. And what a beautiful and what a powerful title Allah has given, revelation. Because what is ar-ruh? Ar-ruh is spirit. Ar-ruh is that which gives life to creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal. Without ar-ruh, the body is nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's lifeless. It is dead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala injects ruh into insan, injects ruh into animals, into creatures, and different creations of His, then only does that come to life. So Allah calls revelation a ruh. Without revelation in a person's life, without Quran in a person's day, then it is lifeless. It just becomes like a dead body. A person is just going through the mill of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He sends down the angels with a ruh, with revelation at His behest. عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي, on whomsoever He wishes from amongst His servants, referring to the Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah. He selects and He chooses. It is His choice that He will select whomsoever He wishes from amongst His slaves and allow the angels to come down with revelation on those special servants. An anviru, that you should warn. This is the message given to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam when they are appointed as messengers. An anviru, that you should warn. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, that indeed there is no ilah except me. There is no deity, there is no God except me. فَاتَّقُونَ, so fear me and be conscious of me. So this was the message of Tawheed. This is the message of Tawheed, that every Nabi was instructed to convey to his people. The very first message was the message of Tawheed. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, that there is no ilah but me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of His creation. And the very first, He speaks of the heavens and the earth. Now here Allah commences speaking of bounties and ni'mas and favors that He has bestowed upon us. And that is why we said another name of this chapter is Surah Al-Ni'am, the chapter of bounties and favors. Allah says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, He created the heavens, وَالْأَرْضِ, He created the earth, بِالْحَقِّ, رَبِّي, تَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, for a second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is much, much higher than those things that they have ascribed unto Him as partners. After speaking of the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, Allah created insan, and from what did Allah create him? مِن نُطْفَةِ, نُطْفَةِ, a dirty drop of sperm. That is nutfah. Allah says that is what we created insan from. A despicable fluid. We know what is the nature of that fluid. The moment that fluid is released from the body, a person is in a state of impurity. The clothes which are stained with that fluid is impure. You have to have those clothes washed. Allah says that is the fluid from which you were created. From a nutfah, a drop of nutfa, fa'idha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He forgets His origin. This is insan. He forgets what he was created from. Allah says, and then soon he turns into khasimun mubin. Khasim is a quarrelsome person. He turns into an openly quarrelsome person, publicly and openly now, fighting and quarreling and rejecting the favors of Allah upon him. How many insan, after they now, Allah has given them the ability to speak, Allah has given them the ability of intellect, they use that very same speech and that very same ability and the intellect which Allah has endowed upon them to reject Allah Azza wa Jal, to reject the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to quarrel against Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is insan. The moment we have brought him into creation, he forgets the origin from what he was created, and he turns out to be khasimun mubin, a quarrelsome person openly expressing his defiance of Allah Azza wa Jal.